Hi, this is Mike Conroy with Expert Dry. We dry wet buildings, dry out without the tear out. Alarming water damages. Why? Hurricane season starts June 1st every year. We hear about good years and bad years, but anytime a hurricane strikes close by, most of us consider it a less than desirable event. If you're not in the path of a tropical storm or hurricane, can you forget about water losses in your property? Sorry, no. While fires cause losses to property owners and are life-threatening events, water damages are actually the most claimed insured losses. Certainly, fires are so dangerous that laws require equipment like smoke detectors, heat sensors, alarms, and fire suppression equipment to help prevent loss of life or serious injuries. Flooding in structures is rarely as life-threatening as a fire, but both fires and water can severely damage structures or destroy them. Water damage from hurricanes is certainly on the top of the mind of North Gulf Coast property owners and managers, especially during the storm season. Experience, however, indicates that water damage takes place in structures throughout the year. Building owners and managers and boards of directors need to consider water detectors. While it might seem counterintuitive for a water damage mitigation company like Expert Dry Incorporated to promote detectors to reduce the extent of water damage losses, we realize water damage events will still happen every day. Maybe we can all benefit if we can reduce the severity. Remember that time's an important issue in a water loss from a plumbing failure. In a storm, when it stops raining, the water starts falling, but an undetected leaking pipe continues, often unnoticed. Small pipes, over time, produce tremendous amounts of water. In multi-story buildings, gravity takes over, and it often takes hours and sometimes days for water to trickle down into spaces below the original source. How much money and contents could be saved by catching the leak sooner? What are some of the most common sources of unwanted water? Let's round up the usual suspects. Air conditioning condensate lines, leaking lines from ice makers or water filters, plumbing leaks from overflows and toilets, water heaters, pipes, big ones, little ones, plastic ones, metal ones, who knows why, stuff happens. Plumbers survey the damage and sometimes say, gosh, I've never seen that happen before. Lucky you, you're now a case study. Washing machines and their hoses. Disasters like fire sprinkler malfunctions are rare, thankfully. Massive flows of fire-suppressing water makes a miserable mess. By the way, do you know how to tell the difference between the damage in a building from a storm and the damage done by a malfunctioning fire sprinkler? The television networks don't send satellite trucks to park in front of your building to report on the sprinkler disaster. After 25 years of structural drying in multi-story buildings, we've seen a lot and experienced the required correction methods. Except for this fire sprinkler or named storm, we at Expert Dry think owners and managers and boards need to consider water loss detectors to reduce the size of water damage losses. We don't sell or install water monitors, but we know people that do. We are really good at helping the installers know where to put them. Call Expert Dry Incorporated for more information on water detection monitoring. Thanks for listening to the Expert Dry podcast. We plan to share information on emergency water damage mitigation, mold assessments, and all things pertaining to emergency services following disasters.